This is WRFI Community Radio News for Monday, March 28th, and I'm Lori Sonkin here with Aaron Gutman. On Saturday, Ithaca High School's robotics team, known as Code Red, won the regional championship. Tonight we have in the studio two members of the team, Corinna Burbank and Elliot Richards. Welcome to the program, Corinna and Elliot.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, so to begin, can one of you just briefly explain what is the robotics program at Ithaca High School? How many men are on the team? How many women? And what do you do for people who might not know?
Okay, so I'll just start from the beginning. So we are known as Code Red Robotics. We're a first robotics team, which is the overarching organization that we function under. So what we're mainly known for is every January we get a challenge and we have 6 weeks to design and build a 120-pound robot to compete in this challenge.
And so what was the challenge? What were you supposed to do?
So this year it was a very special and exciting challenge. It was a medieval theme. And the main pretense of it was that there's two teams of three robots, and they all start in the middle of this field. And the job of each team is to try to cross a series of defenses and throw foam balls into the other team's tower. And at the end of the match, all teams have the opportunity to then scale the tower to score additional points.
So just give me an example of, like, how much do these robots weigh? Is there just one that you made, or did you make several? What color are they?
So we just made one. The maximum weight is 120 pounds. Ours is about 109 this year. They're all, color-wise, they're all pretty much the same. Some teams paint theirs, but they're usually just, you know, the normal silver aluminum color.
Do they have a face or smiley or anything like that?
Ours actually does have a small face on it right under where we suck the ball in. Some student got a little carried away and scribbled one on there.
So in your view, what is the best thing that your robot can do? The most awesome thing.
So the thing that really stood out this past weekend, it was our scaler. So at the end of every match, we have to pull our robot about 2 or 3 feet off the ground and hook onto a bar to pull ourselves up. So our scaling mechanism is a pair of these retractable arms that we hook on and then pull back into the robot that lifts our robot up off the ground. And that was really amazing because it's pretty showy when a robot that's 120 pounds is lifted up into the air, and that scores a fair amount of additional points, and it really showed off our robot this weekend. So that's my favorite part of the machine.
So let's talk about what happened this weekend. You were in Rochester, and what was the event?
So the Rochester event we attended is known as the Finger Lakes Regional, and FIRST has a series of regionals all across the world, actually, for FIRST Robotics. And these regionals, the winners of them, all feed to the championship event in St. Louis. So at this regional, there were 49 teams, and it was a 3-day event, which starts out with Thursday, where there's just practice matches with random alliances and random teams playing each other. And then we moved into Friday, which is known as the qualification day. So on Friday, we are given, again, random teams of three, or two other robots that we're randomly partnered with, and we play in a series of games. I think we had around 12 qualification matches. And in those matches, score is taken, and we're basically ranked, in this case, 1 to 49, where our robot stands in the playing field of all the other teams. And at the end of qualifications, which ends on Saturday...
Last Saturday.
Yes, yeah. This past Saturday. There's what's known as alliance selection, where the top 8 seeded teams after the qualification rounds get to choose 2 additional robots to join their alliance to play in the finals. And this is where we were seeded 11th at the end of qualifications, and we were chosen by the 5th seed, Team 20, the Rocketeers from Clifton Park, to join their alliance to play in the finals.
So are you nervous during these competitions?
I am fairly nervous because it's me kind of watching the whole team, and it kind of falls on me in the end as the president to see if we're successful or not. I'd say the most nerve-wracking job, though, is definitely the drive team because you're on the field actually moving the robot around, and that's very stressful.
What about you, Corinna? Were you nervous?
Oh, definitely. I mean, for the whole team, it's a very high energy situation, and you're cheering. And when we really got close to winning, I started really hoping that something incredible might happen like that. I mean, I was quite literally crying tears of joy. It's something that you've put your heart and soul into and hours into for 6 weeks worth of school, about 35 hours a week building this robot. So it's an experience that most high schoolers don't get to have, to like put yourself in, to dedicate yourself to such an amazing thing.
Are you so absorbed in it that you've actually had dreams while you were sleeping about it?
I can imagine I must have, not that I can remember, but I'm sure I have.
So how has this program influenced what you think you might want to study in college? Or maybe it hasn't. I'm just curious. One of you should say what grades you're in.
So right now I'm in 10th grade, and I'm sort of unusual in that I've always planned on being an English major, because that's what I really love to do. But definitely being on the team has opened me to all sorts of new options, and I can learn about science, technology, engineering, mathematics, what we refer to as STEM. And this has really allowed me to understand the world better, and I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity. But of our team members, about 81% of them take the STEM-based college credit class, known as Project Lead the Way. Mm-hmm. So we're a very heavily STEM-based club in many respects, and many of our graduates, 81% of them as well, also go into these careers and majors.
And you also get, as I understand it, you get college, if you do well enough on the test at the end, you get college credit for these programs that you're taking in high school. It's different than the AP. I mean, this,
yes.
Right. It's
yes.
From the Rochester Institute of Technology. Elliot, what about you? What are you planning to study?
All right. So I'm a junior currently at Ithaca High School. I'm sort of more in the classical mindset, or the classic mindset of a
Socrates.
Of a first, yeah, I wish. Of a kind of a first robotics team member, especially on Code Red. I'd like to study mechanical engineering when I go into college, and you find a lot of students on our teams that would like to pursue engineering degrees in college from the experience during the build season. But we often like to stress that we are not just a robotics team. We can find, if you have a passion, you're welcome on our team, because we do build a robot, but outside of that, we have so much to do. We need to conduct interviews like these. We need to pursue sponsorships. We need to write press releases. We need to do graphic media. We produce a series of videos. There's really, if you have any kind of skill set, any kind of passion, we have a use for you on our team, because we do way more than just STEM-related things.
So, how many students are actually involved on an ongoing basis?
So we currently have 56 student members, mostly from IHS, but also students from LACS as well.
And how many men versus women? Did you already say that?
I don't believe so. No. So currently we have a relatively small female base, which we're currently working to expand. Only 8 of our students currently are females, but every year that grows. And of those 8 students, 4 of them are officers, 1 is our head of machining, 2 are co-media team heads. So females traditionally take very important roles in our team.
No surprise there. So are you going to St. Louis? What's the deal?
Yeah, so it's just been announced just probably about 2 hours ago that we are committed to go to St. Louis. We're only bringing a small portion of our team because of funding logistic issues, but we're all extremely excited to be at World Championships this April.
And so have you been to a World Championship before for robotics?
Our team has gone probably 3 or 4 times before. We went in 2012, I believe, and then the year after as well. But we didn't go last year, and so several of our team members are very excited for the new opportunity.
So will you be working on with your robot or with the Clifton Park robot, or how does that all work?
So it begins in the same way with just our robot working with randomly paired alliances. But if we continue to move forward, then in the same sort of setup, we will be with a pre-designated team that we can choose in their finals matches.
So how do you carry the robot? I guess you're not flying.
No, we actually got a donation from U-Haul this year to use one of their U-Haul vans to move our robot around.
Wow. And so what countries will be represented?
So commonly, we've seen teams from obviously the United States, but also teams from Israel, Brazil, China, and all sorts of countries around the world come and compete in first and in the World Championships.
And what will you win? Are there prizes, or is it just good enough to know that you won?
Well, there are several ways that you can, quote, win at World Championships. Obviously, if you win the entire World Championships event, that's very impressive. But also there are awards such as Chairman Celebrating, Forwarding Science, Technology, Education in your community, which can let you come back to championships for several more years. So in a way, it's sort of just you win the prestige, but also there are many ways you can get invited back and you can work to further STEM education and your team.
And why is it always in St. Louis?
So first originated in New England, and it originated in America, obviously, and it kind of first spread around the U.S. within the nation. And so the goal with St. Louis is that it's central to America. So it's fairly easy for, or not easy, but it's fair for all teams to get there because it's kind of central to the U.S. But more recently, more in the past decade, FIRST has spread on an international basis. So now we have teams flying in from, you know, Beijing and Israel and all over the world to attend this event. And it actually, Champs has gotten so big that this is the last year there's only going to be one championships in St. Louis. Next year it will be split into Champs North and Champs South, because this year they're expecting about more than 40,000 people to attend in total. There's going to be 900 teams there from all the first divisions in over 39 countries represented at the event. So it's become a very massive, massive thing.
And how many days does it run?
It'll be 4 days, April 27th to April 30th.
And how are you raising money to go? Or is the school, are the taxpayers paying for the whole trip?
So a large part of this funding comes from our corporate sponsors. We have several local sponsors and larger business sponsors such as Rionics and Cornell. We have a close partnership with Cornell. BorgWarner, Vector Magnetics, all of these sponsors donate to our cause, and this is how we're going to be funding a lot of our trip to St. Louis. We also work with local community members to fundraise as well.
Are you both going?
I think LA definitely is, and I would hope to.
We will definitely both be going.
You're the president. You get to.
Yeah, and Karina will definitely be going because she's the main reason that we won kind of a second time this past weekend. So we won the regional this past weekend, and that was great. But we also won what's called the Engineering Inspiration Award, which is a very prestigious award that actually pays for the $5,000 entrance fee to Champs. And Karina can go into detail a little more about what that award really entails and why that's so important.
We have about 30 seconds.
Right. So just briefly, the award sort of celebrates success in advancing respect and appreciation for engineering in our community, which is something we've always focused on. So that's really meaningful to us to win this award.
That's so exciting. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck.
And thanks for coming on our show. And I look forward to hearing the results.
Yeah, we hope to do well this year.
All right, we wish you the best.
Thanks to Karina and Elliot for being with us.